A monument was unveiled in Prague on Friday morning to Richard Siewiecz, the Polish man who set himself alight in protest at the 1968 Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Siewiecz committed suicide in Warsaw in September 1968, just weeks after the invasion and 6 months before the Czech student Jan Palach took his life in Prague. Rob Cameron was at Friday's ceremony on the eve of the 42nd anniversary of the invasion and has this report.
A guard of honor stands to attention as a black granite monument is unveiled in front of Prague's Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. On September the 8th, 1968, Richard Siewiecz set himself alight in front of a crowd of 100,000 people in protest at Poland's participation in the recent invasion of Czechoslovakia. He died shortly afterwards in hospital. Daniel Herman is the Institute's new director.
It's a very symbolical moment because we want to express our honor to Mr. Richard Siewiecz, who offered himself like living offer, like a protest against the occupation of the Czechoslovakia 1968. And I think that it's a very important symbolical act, like honor from the side of the Czech society. And it's also very good place here at this institute, because the responsibility of this institution is the totalitarian regime.
You are, of course, a former priest and a religious man. Suicide for Christians is a sin.
Yeah, but I think this one is a symbol. It's an offer for freedom, and it's a higher level than suicide. I think it's not possible to understand it like suicide. It's a symbolical act.
The street outside the institute has already been renamed Siewieczowa. The new monument is part of a continuing effort by Czech officials to recognize those who stood up to the communist system. Radek Jon is the country's new interior minister.
I am glad we renamed the street after him. Formerly, this was street named after communistic guy. And now this is hero from Poland, from foreign country. But he is our hero. I think man who goes against communistic regime such strongly is our hero, nevertheless if he is from Poland, Russia, etc.
The name of Richard Siewiecz was unknown for decades after his self-immolation. Only recently has silent footage emerged showing the crowd suddenly parting around a man engulfed in flames, shouting wildly and flapping his arms up and down. Poland's communist government went to great lengths to erase his act from the public consciousness. A tape-recorded message explaining his actions was seized by the secret police. Even his farewell letter to his wife and family, written on the train to Warsaw, never reached them.
Thanks for that report, Rob.